This is Eric Ortega, and I'm your host of Apollo Life Past and Present. This is the show where you look at the history of Apollo through the eyes of the people that lived here. Well, today we got a great one. Today we got a story by Rosina Lasquez. She's doing the story of Kisilpiwik, and here's a clip from that story. Today we're going to have an interview with Sky McMichael. It's actually part two. Sky McMichael's talking about powwows in California, and specifically the Paula powwow. And he will have a chance to explain all the different parts of the powwow. He talked a lot about it last week, and so now we're going to get into the second part, which is more specifically about the one here in Paula and how it kind of differs from some of the other powwows. Listen to this clip. There's committee specials. What's a duck and dive special? 18 plus, it says.
The duck and dive special, that is actually a contest for men's traditional dancers, northern traditional usually. If my memory serves me correct, it actually first started here at Paula, and it was actually an honor for Chairman Smith because it was his favorite category. You know, it's a veterans dance. Because a duck and dive is back when they would, you know, duck and dive from the cannonballs and firefights.
All right, that's a good one. Looking forward to hearing more from Scott McMichael talking about that. Now let's get into the story of Kisilpiwik. Kisilpiwik is a story told by Rosina Lasquez. It's an old story that she talked about. She was born in the late 1800s, and this story goes back to her grandparents told her. And it's a story about a man who was a Kupenu Indian who was taken away from Kupa because there was a battle, and all the Kupenus were killed at that time. He was the last Kupa Indian, and he moved to live with his mom's family. And in that story, he talks about how he's a great hunter and how the people that he was living with didn't like him because he was such a great hunter. But the story also talks about how when he was very young, still a baby, and she had put him in a cradle board, how she kept coming around, leaving him there at the cradle board as she was doing some laundry in the river. And then when she'd come back, she'd find that there was squirrels and stuff that were killed and were around the cradle. And she kept talking about how who's playing this joke on her by putting these dead animals there. Well, it turns out that Kisilpiwik was a great hunter even as a baby, and from his cradle board, the story goes, he was still catching and killing rabbits and squirrels. And as he continued to hunt like that, the other tribe they were living with didn't like him very much. And so she started telling him about how he wasn't from there. He was from Kupa, and all his people had been killed. And so he ends up getting two wives, and from the two wives he had three kids, and that is where the Kupenos began. The modern Kupenos, I guess I should say. But that's my interpretation of it. What you should do is follow along on it. It comes out of the book Mulawatam. It starts on page 35. It's in We Relate Histories, story number 6. And if you look at Mulawatam, you'll realize it's actually part two of the story of Kisilpiwik. There is a first story, and we'll have to play that another time, because together both the stories are, well, it's a good long story. It's the history, so it's a good long story. So it was broken up into two parts, and today I'm using part two from the book Mulawatam. Again, page 35 if you want to follow along. And here it is, the story of Kisilpiwik as told by Rosina Lasquez.
Look at the money, punish, chuck, pay, can look at some ammo and look at the yam, look at the ammo and look at the yam, look at the ammo and 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 look at the ammo Pama no, no ku pa 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 chum e ta ham kai e ai wo e ti ama ama ku ma ma ka su ka ti ma su e chi ma pa kai e ai wo pa ku no ku dai pam pa mi a ro hana ka pa ba tum ai wo ka tum a pa am e pa ma no ku pa kai pa ya kai pa ya pa am e ma ku chingi ma ni pa ngi che ta kan pa tum ama wo ku dai pa mi ha ханеш панага паш пома на пленишка могут пиньяма помак кану пом кайеш помак кану могут пиаман кану пиам пом атон пачи кур кайме пичай пай фром ю вай вен вен могут ай па пай пай кай па пома на хана кахаша пачи ма кай е ай ю э кай па э кай пом пай э пала тинг вон кашпа ми пай ма ана ампта ани ма ай япе хо таан ми кумчех ни пе ку чимке сах паман хуп панга пайскот то ано ке ана амал ка пайскот ма кай ко чима мин ким пайскот то па ай плениш пиев чука ну кот пай а ай на хиу чука ну ви то на ки йот пе хон ви то на ки ми хон пала тинг ва пайскот на на амай на ам як кай хо пайскот ну кот ай па 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 ми таха сандадан ну кот пам пленчим кумчехим хикатами, но кот нашмала ме кай, но кот ай пояха, по наханеш овач пояк навекати. И им хеш иш, навеш мал во кие мал пояхкот, но кот пояк ми потапшин, но кот пояк и им навеш мал пояхкот, но кот пи мапа ме. Мана покамай хавашка, покамай на пахавашка, ама на ни пояхкот, но кот пам пам начер, кот хвана пала тингва, но пам тук, клопам саладам, но кот ай пам начер, ханак, таме кот писахса на кеш купана таме ви тахме пом чехни но кот пом чаймал а еш пом нуван кот хан пота тахме пом юи ми пом вон но кот пом бот ехен кот чаймал но кот пом ми чая ял пом пушкот ям паке паке пояка пом таха пом ки и пота ама пакень и пота ами исса мат памехан мат ай пануик тео калха кай фьюч пануик пангипи ай пани пиама пани пухуч на пана кач энанак мат ха пами ало юйкасна юйкат я хана ко май сабова я хана ко то юйкат мат ха пана ам памкал и хобовет мат паухан памкал кот кот асул плинч пулиш пахат э нак нак ми чем я к новика поехал, чем я к нарка поехал, ну кот айки нама помен айки ну кот помех, а че мы тем маш похож помех кот кот яма по новика пане, кот айки не альбома, ну кот пен помне а помех а ну кот помех, вот мне я хомат нарка помех, таан мне помне а мне помчих не поехал и не на помне а таан мне помчих куп помне поехал مش قاي امن هاك انا بيو قلب كنت قايف من قايف من قلب كنت قاي ما كنت اي نغان وانا خاف نغان وان بابا ما كنت اي فان ب بنا اخوي دي بنا نو هي وانا شبك ما كنت بقى يا من ويك تحاولش كاك ليش بشون اتشاف بيه ما كنت هاش بيك جميل تشيبك تبيا بوتشيا جامتشي мокот ай ман тин канана кот ван гоч панак хал го кот суп пе мокот ван кот кал панак кот ай ман тин кот пиам папа бо ти кай пе кот им каулам суч мокот па па ми па е пичана кот мокот пе кал ахми иш пуна ни чкул кот ми па па ван кай мокот ай ми ве чах па кот кот ана кай паш пе кот кот ана кот ми а кот кот пиам папа бо ти кай пе мокот суч каулам пой ай ми пеш пим кот пой ах ми ана чи шашам ка пой ах ми пони чи кук ана на ак пой кот ми чех ка пове ми су чи ма кала ми па па кай пе кот и им пленеш пе ка кот и им па пленеш ми чех ка 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 и им пленеш тир у хуя хай пул пой кот ма кота хай пни пни пи ам па ми на пиел кай па ма кай па па вал кот ай пни хана кот Rik to plinch pa ayak na kika pala tingwa ka pa kakot.
All right, that's a great story. A little bit of history there, the Pali Indian Reservation, Pala people, the Kapanya people. And now let's check out a bird song from the Inner Tribal Bird Singers. Inner Tribal Bird Singers, take it away.
Hey,
Thanks again to the End of Trouble Bird Singers for bringing us that. That's one of the songs that was recorded at Bernie Spinchetti's 99th birthday party. Now let's get to the interview with Sky McMichael, talking about the powwow, the different parts of it. Sky McMichael is going to talk about how important the drums are in the powwow, and then some things that make this powwow a little bit different from all the other powwows, a couple of new things we're going to try this year to make it interesting for the spectators as well as the dancers, as well as the drums. So check this out. And you know, I have heard dancers talk about how they prefer certain drums.
It's usually just be that drum or the how well they're singing. You know, I mean, I'll admit that I've had times where I've had a drum sing a song and just didn't really get to me. So I just, you know, I did my thing. I moved and danced. Song was over with. Maybe two piles down the road, another drum sang the exact same song, but you know, they were just on it, had a better beat. Better vocals, and man, I was like fired up. Just
had you jumping a little higher.
You don't realize you're tired. You don't realize you're tired until the song's over. It's like, oh, I'm going to throw up. and you just walk off. But yeah, so I mean, yeah, the drums, that's what I say. You know, if it wasn't for the drums, I wouldn't be dancing, because those drums just hit people and get you going. That's one thing that Paul has always kept, is that they bring in the top drums of United States and Canada, and they would, you know, always, that means that all the dancers are guaranteed great songs. And that means if there's great songs, then you're going to get great dancing all around. In a way, at least us as the spectators and travel members, we get to see, you know, top quality dancing. It's kind of a way of, you know, just making a circle. And of course, now this year we've changed the platform of how the actual powwow is versus just, you know, just the grass as we did last year, which is, you know, this is kind of like, I guess you could say, phase two of the committee's renovations of the powwow. So now the committee, what we did is we're inviting only top drums, as we always did. But now, instead of them not competing, we're going to make them compete. So they're still guaranteed, you know, to get, you know, their fair share and to come here and sing for us. But what it does is it'll make them, you know, be on their A game versus maybe, you know, if you already know you're already paid, you know, you might bring like, you know, eight guys to sing with you versus now that you know you have to make your money, maybe you'll bring 12 guys. Mm-hmm. And 12 guys, there's a huge difference in singing from eight to 12 guys. And mm-hmm. So what it does, it's now going to make ensure that, you know, guaranteed good song every time, whether it's contest song or intertribal song, because there's going to be more guys, bigger crew. Usually when it's contest powwow, they'll bring the crew that made them famous. Versus like a host crew, they'll bring a crew that's really good, you know, because one, they're already good, so they're going to be good. But it won't be the original members a lot of the time. You know,
it'll be the dedicated group, necessarily the A-team group.
And they'll do like what they call the pickup crew, which is, you know, you come here with like six, seven guys, and then you'll just find guys that you know are really good singers. They're just not, you know, an actual member of a regular drum, and like, hey, we need a hand, you want to sing with us?
Okay. I can see where that could make everybody play a little bit better if there's like a little bonus on top of what you're getting ready.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the money we have for that, it's very generous to the drum, so they're excited about it. And so then what that also makes for the good side of Paula is that now dancers, because they know that there are, you know, flaws to having just host gigs, they see that they're contesting, they're like, oh my god, that's gonna be there for this much money, I'm going. Like, I'm definitely going. And I've had people tell me like, we're coming just for that one drum, or we're just coming for that, because they know that they're hoping to get a song by that drum for their contests. You know, they'll, out of the eight drums, they're just hoping to get that one song. And I mean, I've been up in Powell's where I've gone to a Powell because I know this drum's going to be there, and I just sit there and I'm like, God, please give me them. And you know, I don't get them. And I'm like, God, Damn. I'm like, that sucks. So, but, you know, but like I said, that's what got me there, and that's what the committee wants. You know, they're trying to find ways to draw dancers and bring them over.
Cool. All right. There's committee specials. What's a duck and dive special? 18 plus, it says.
The duck and dive special, that is actually a contest for men's traditional dancers, northern traditional usually. My memory served me correct. It actually first started here at Paula, and it was actually an honor for Chairman Smith because it was his favorite category. You know, it's a veterans dance. Because okay. A duck and dive is back when they would, you know, duck and dive from the cannonballs and firefights. And so when you listen to the song, you hear like a really hard beat, and you'll watch the dancers, they'll duck, and then they kind of move forward. And what that is, they're ducking, they're diving under the bullets or under the cannonballs in battle.
Okay, cool.
And so that's why we also make it 18 and up. That if you get a flyer, it's these 18 and ups, that way they know it's for men's. And then, you know, because little kids will try to get in and, you know, try to get in there, but.
We're also going to have a women's fancy shawl special. I've seen the women's fancy shawl.
Yep.
I've seen the men's chicken special. What's the People's Choice special?
People's Choice special. That is actually a new thing that I myself have not seen at any powwows in the United States or Canada. And so what we're doing is our tabulation organization, they know their computers, and they actually have an actual built system. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a special to where on the back of the contestants' numbers, you know, and we'll have, you know, posters up on all throughout the arena, the crowd, dancers, there's going to be a number that you can text in, and what it's going to do is there's going to be a code for, you know, like maybe one will be men's traditional, two women's traditional, three men's chicken, you know, and so forth, all the categories. And so what this program is going to do is it's going to tally all the basically votes that everyone will send in. So from Friday to Sunday, everyone's just going to be doing it. You know, obviously it's built so only one number can send in, you know, only one phone number can send in one time. And so Sunday, what we're going to do is we're going to pull up the program, and whatever one has the most votes, we're going to have that special. And it's going to be an honor of the people, because one of the phrases that happens throughout powwows is like, well, I'm dancing for the people. You know, that's why I dance. I don't dance for the money. I dance for the people. So it's like, all right, well, put your money where your mouth is. Now dance for the people. let the people choose who dances. So this way, you know, the committee, you know, we're allowing the audience basically to choose kind of how we honor the dancers. Okay. So it's a new way of looking at competition and honoring and having a special. So I'm kind of excited to see how it turns out, you know. And everyone had asked me, like, you know, throughout my travels when I'm promoting the powwow and talking to dancers, they're always like, well, what is this people special? And I tell them about it, like, oh man, that's so cool. Like,
I know, that does sound cool. I mean, you know, you see that with modern technology and stuff, we're able to do stuff like that. You see it at different events for people to do this, and so.
Yeah, I did a test run, and it's pretty neat. I text my code, and within, like, you know, within a minute, I got a text back saying, you know, congratulations, you've partaked in the People's Choice special. And so I was like, oh, sweet.
Cool.
So in a way, you know, you feel like you helped give money back to whoever wins that special, because, you know, your vote went to that special.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
No. Just the
whatever data
your
time.
Whatever your data is.
Hopefully you're not at your maximum.
I hope I don't start getting yelled at by people like, oh, you just wasted all my data. I'm like, hey, man, you should only text one time.
Okay, so we're also going to have the California events, which are bird singing, beyond, shinny, and a bow and arrow contest.
Yep.
And that's going to be with traditionally made bow arrows only. Kind of like bringing a California part to it.
Oh, yeah. And believe it or not, we had a lot of good feedback last year with the shinny and bow and arrow contest. We had people who wanted to come back, and they wanted to bring like real teams, and I was like, good, bring them down.
My cousin's actually won it the last 2 years, so.
Sweet.
And so he's defending champion. Hopefully he's able to make it again this year. Okay, for more information, Paula Cooper Coach Center, number 760-891-3590. And the powwow coordinator is Sky McMichael. 760-891-3551. You want your email mentioned?
Yeah, email is probably better than the than the phone. I mean, email goes right to my phone, you know. So yeah.
The email is smcmichael@paulatribe.com. So smcmichael@paulatribe.com. Vendor information, Sheila Lopez, 760-891-3593. And her email is slopez@paulatribe.com. And then Peon Games is going to be run by Paul Miranda, Shinny and Bow and Arrow by Eric Ortega, and Host Hotel is the Paula Casino Resort and Spa. The number is 877-725-2766. Coming up to the powwow, a lot of this information, well, obviously it's on the web page and the Facebook page, and the information will probably be on our website.
Yeah, we have a flyer on the actual website, paulatribe.com.
Paulatribe.com. Yep. Okay.
On the front page. There's a front page. There's a link. It just says Paula Flyer.
Okay. So for more information, go to paulatribe.com. I know at the Res Radio, on our web page, our Facebook page, we also have the information, or we will have the information up to the powwow. Okay. The one thing I just saw in here, too, before I let you speak on whatever you want to speak about, is giving back to the circle.
Satan,
Thunderhawk, and Joaquin Hamilton. So that's just another special, but they call it giving back to the circle. Is that because it's sponsored by the arena directors?
Yeah, and they're just, you know, they just want to give some of their money back. You know, obviously, you know, we pay them to be here, so they want to, you know, take some of the money and share it with the Palo community. And, you know, Satan, he's a northern traditional dancer when he's not arena directing.
Mm-hmm.
And Joaquin, he's a southern straight dancer when he's not eating. And so, you know, there's always been the competition between, you know, Northern Traditional and Southern Straight, because they're both considered traditional dancers,
right?
Just from where the South and one from the North. So they're going to do a men's North versus South, and they're going to, you know, I think how I heard him say they're going to do it is, you know, they're going to have, you know, top five of the Northern are going to dance against the top five of the Southern, and then go up to the top when there's only, like, one of each, and they're going to each get wins. They'll each get money for being number one. And then they're going to get a bonus money for being the top of the top.
Okay.
So that's going to be pretty cool. It'll be a nice little kind of tournament style competition going on. That's pretty cool.
Anything else you want to add? We got all the information on there. We went through the entire flyer. I don't think I missed anything else.
And I believe that's it. You know, I just welcome everyone to come to the powwow. It's August 23rd, 24th, 25th. You know, as usual, we have tons of vendors and booths and food booths, of course. Gonna see some great dancing, you know, a lot of singing, and you know, as the committee, we're already seeing that it's gonna be, you know, way better this year than, because it's growing, every year it's growing, and this year with a new platform that we've put, you know, we're expecting a big change, and so hopefully it does change, you know, and mm-hmm. Be good to be a part of that. Come check it out.
So this is Eric Ortega of Paula Life Past and Present, getting ready to sign off. If you have any questions, comments, opinions, or ideas for interviews, give me a call, 760-742-4200, or you can email me at 91.3@paulatribe.com. And this is Eric Ortega saying, Ichang. Thank you.